Well, Amy Norcus is with us talking about the Walk in the Park, which will be happening in Escanaba shortly in a couple weeks' time. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, Amy, let's talk a little about the event and the importance of it. Maybe to, well, obviously to raise money, but obviously also to raise awareness. Talk with me about it.
Yeah, so my sisters and I started this walk back in 2004. Our father passed away from a brain tumor. He was diagnosed in 2003 and passed away that following fall in 2004. And so this was a way for us to get a little bit of power back in what felt like a very powerless situation. And I think anyone who has this kind of diagnosis or has a loved one with this kind of diagnosis feels the same way. And so, yeah, what we're trying to do is, as you said, raise money, of course, so that it can go to the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center, so that people who get this kind of diagnosis now and in the future can have a different experience and can have an experience where maybe the diagnosis doesn't have the same outcome as what we had and what so many others unfortunately have right now.
Does it get any easier talking about it after all these years?
Well, maybe you can tell from my voice that it doesn't so much. It still is a cause that is very near and dear to us as a family. And every year we meet people who are in the thick of it, who are going through things, or maybe people who have recently lost someone. And while those are good experiences and good conversations to have, it's also just a huge reminder that so many people are going through this and feel the way that we did and, you know, and still do. But we are happy to have this event that does give people hope. You know, our money, as I mentioned, goes to the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center, and they are doing all kinds of innovative things with research to be able to make a difference in the treatment, to understand how these glioblastoma brain tumors work so that they can understand how to better fight back against them.
Okay, and then lastly, tell me about the walk itself and when and where and how people could get involved.
Yeah, well, it's coming up quickly. We wanted to do something big. This is our 20th and final Walk in the Park. And so we are leveling up. We're doing an evening event this year. We're going to have food trucks from the French Fry Factory, Papa Lee's Sweets and Treats. We're going to have music from local musician Bill Rinney. And we will, it starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, July 13th, and we're going to be running it until about 8 p.m. The registration for this and the deadline for this is coming up quick as well. Anybody who wants to get one of our awesome T-shirts will want to register by Thursday, June 27th. And the way to do that is to go to our website, which is eskewalkinthepark.com. And you'll find it very easy to register from there.
And you say the final walk in the park.
Yes.
So this one will be the end of an era.
It will. It's bittersweet. You know, as mentioned, this cause is very important to us. But after 20 years and over $100,000 raised, we just kind of felt like it was time to let it go. We're hoping maybe someone else will pick it up. And that we can attend, you know, something like this. But for us as a family, we are letting it go. And yeah, we really wanted to send it off with, you know, what we would consider to be more of a celebration of what we've done and, you know, also just connecting with others in the area too.